Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Sharon, today with us on Connected is Prophet David Lebo from Tidal Wave Ministries International, located in Hedgesville, West Virginia. And he was on here just a few short weeks ago and was talking about covenant relationship with God.
Amen. And
welcome, sir.
I have the book here, and my brother, you wrote a book, and I would say this is a book. It would be a manual, really, on what it means to abide under the shadow of the Almighty from Psalm 91. After 9-1-1, I will just say this as we get started. I was praying, and the Lord said, Psalm 91-1 is my 9-11.
My God.
Wow.
And what do you do? Wow. If there's a tragedy, you call 911. So God said, call 911, Psalm 91-1. And then you write a book.
Yeah, I would say it's time for maybe the listeners to call 911 and get this book. Get this manual. It's good for all kinds of emergencies.
Yeah, and we'll give you the website where you can obtain a copy of it at the close of the program today. But it's good to have you with us, David.
It's great to be here, Tim and Sharon. You know, I didn't know if I was going to share this, but since you opened with that, wow, I just feel the anointing on this, where the Lord actually gave me a word just a few short months ago. He said that those very numbers, 911, he said, those numbers are my numbers.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I'm going to remove the curse that is upon those numbers, and that no more will America think of terrorists and buildings on fire, but they'll think of Psalm 91-1, and that they will understand the covenant relationship that they are in and what is behind curtain number 3.
That is awesome. You know, when I look at 9-1-1, I'm getting something here. 9 in the Hebrew means birthing out. Mm-hmm. Birthing out something new, and 1-1 represents the prophetic. So I make a declaration right now that we're birthing out the prophetic ministry in Jesus' name in a greater capacity.
Amen. God's 9-1-1.
Psalm 91-1. It is obviously my favorite passage in the whole entire Bible, but there's so much to it. And people think of guardian angels and you know, protection, and it is all of that, but it is so much more. And if you can break down just simply the first verse of that, it's really speaking of a relationship. And it's when you go in behind the veil, he who dwells.
Uh-huh.
And that word dwells means to live all the time as in a covenant marriage relationship.
Yes.
So right off the bat, we're talking about a marriage relationship.
Praise God.
And the Bible begins with a wedding and it ends with a wedding.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And we're not just the bride of Christ that is waiting for her lover to return. If we begin to look at this revelation, God doesn't want us to be just a bride that is longing and unfulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
He wants her to be fulfilled.
Yes.
So he wants to live in the same place at the same time in the same dimension with each and every believer. So for God to come and move into your house, he has to have a signed covenant.
Yes.
He has to know that you're in it forever and that you're going to give everything you've got.
You know, I'm looking at Psalm 91-1 here as you're speaking, when it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place. I look at that word secret in the Hebrew, and it's seether. It's actually seether. And what it means, blessed are those that go behind this large cover.
Uh-huh.
Stay behind or underneath of the covering that God has placed upon you, and it will lead you into the secret place under the shadow of the Almighty.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, the rabbis would—they teach that David, he would lay before the ark. He would lay before the ark, just lay there, to be close to the presence of God, and he would move about as the sun. Sometimes he would spend the day, and he would move about as mm-hmm. a sun would move in the sky, yeah. and the shadow would be yeah. the shadow that the ark would cast over him. And so I believe God wants us to be that hungry for his
That's right.
presence
That's right.
that we just not visit on Sunday or not visit when we go into what we call our prayer time, but that it would be an abiding place for us.
Amen.
Amen. We'll be right back.
What can make you smile and make you cry and make the time go flying by? What lifts you up and makes you free to fall? What makes you blind and makes you see? Holds you close or sets you free? Brings you flowers after driving you up the wall? Love does, love does, love does. She's raised you right. What keeps a daddy working overtime? What makes a couple say I do and build one life out of two? Through ups and downs, what keeps that flame alive? Love does, love does, love does. Faith crosses lines, conquers hate, or sees no colors, no black or white. The Holy Father gave his only son. He died on a cross for everyone. What makes us all precious in his eyes? Love does, love does, love does.
Perhaps you've heard of the four blood red moons, four contiguous lunar eclipses transpiring over the course of a year and a half. Interestingly, these eclipses take place on the first day of Passover and the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles 2 years in a row. Only seven times in history has this happened, each time connected to a significant event for God's people. There's something wonderful ahead for you and me, and this sign in the heavens inspires us with faith to believe. With your love gift of $15 or more in the month of April, we'll send you this coaching CD entitled The Mystery of the Four Blood Red Moons, featuring Sharon Colasino and Joe Akers. It'll answer all your questions and inspire you with faith. Write to us. He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or online at he'salive.net.
Sharon, we're back with Prophet David Lebo from Tidal Wave Ministries International, and we have been talking somewhat about his book, and then that it's based on the 91st chapter of the book of Psalms. I look there in verse 1 that is his key reference verse, and of course we started off by talking about 911.
Uh-huh.
So it's Psalm 91, verse 1, 911, hey, call us up. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. That word shadow in the Hebrew mm-hmm. is shade or defense,
uh-huh.
hiding in the shade or the defense of the Almighty. Sir, welcome back to the second half edition of Connected.
Yeah, Tim and Sharon, you know, you begin to talk about going in behind the veil. When you realize the covenant that you're in, and And I'll give it to you simply this way. If we're willing to give God all that we are and all that mm-hmm. we have, our past, present, and future, it sets us up and positions us in knowing who we are to receive now all that He has and all that He is. So the great I am that I am that I am can now lavish all that He is and all that He has upon us today. And that's not a bad deal. To give Him everything you've got in exchange for He would give everything that He's got, that just opens up the whole windows of heaven. And it really positions us to receive from Him, knowing who He is. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Tsidkenu.
Yes.
Jehovah Shalom.
Yes.
His righteousness, His holiness, His peace, His understanding, His wisdom, His provision. So all that He is, you got to wrap your brain around that, but all that He is, the I am that I am, says that I'll be your everything. I'll be your everything. So in this covenantal marriage, it's actually speaking of marriage. When you're married to someone else, all that they have belongs to you, and all that you have belongs to them.
That's right.
And that's the covenant that we're in.
Yeah, so he that is joined unto the Lord is not only one flesh, but one spirit as well.
Yes, and I love that. When you get married, I heard Gloria Copeland say one time that she went in debt overnight. She married Kenneth. But it was a good thing that he knew the Word of God because, you know, quickly they moved from poverty to blessing. But when you get married and you become one flesh, it's not mine and yours. Everything is ours. And we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Mm-hmm. And so the benefits of the Calvary that He paid for, we are the recipients because we're one with Him. It's just beautiful.
I love the way you say that. It's not just mine and His, it's ours.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I've never even said it that way before, but I love that. Just that simple word, ours. It's now ours.
Yes.
You own it all. And El Elyon, for the name of God, means He's the possessor of heaven and earth. He owns it all. And the one thing He doesn't own are the souls of every man, woman, and child on the face of the planet. So the souls of men must be given back to El Elyon.
That's
it's
right.
The one thing He doesn't have.
That's right.
So when we give Him our heart and our soul, our very being, if you will, we give Him everything that we've got, then we now can receive everything that He has.
Let's come back, Tim, and go to the Lord in prayer with Brother David. I just feel that we should all just pray for the listeners together today, and we'll minister to you. We'll be right back.
Freedom. longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is here. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is here. Oh, sickness can't stay. Love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. Sickness can't stay any longer.
Attention, ladies. Registration for Women of Valor 2014 Beyond the Open Door is underway. Don't miss this exciting event. Join us at the World Lighthouse Worship Center, April 24th through the 26th. Worship led by Brian and Michelle Tunstall and the Awakening International Worship Band. And special speakers include Libby Fannin, Deborah Sprague, Sharon Colasino, Rebecca Polis, Melissa Flores, Margaret Viss, and Timothy Colasino. Visit us at worldlighthouse.org for more information or to register.
We're back with David Lebo, and we're getting ready to go to the Lord in prayer. And I'm sensing there's a woman by the name of Sharon, and you live down near Clarksburg, West Virginia. And I'm seeing you before my face right now, that you're facing a divorce, and that's not the Lord's will. And the Lord's will is for you to have your husband and for your husband to have you and to be joined unto the Lord and stay joined as one spirit and one flesh and one body. And I pray over you right now.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Father, I thank you in the blood name of the Lord Jesus Christ for your provision and for your protection for Sharon and her husband as well as their family. I pray, God, that you are the God of restoration, and you spoke to Eliakim, who is the God of raising in the Hebrew. And God, you caused great restoration and reformation to come to him and to the kingdom. And Father, we ask you now to bring that marriage back together and knit it together with your love in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Brother David.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just pray, God, for the entire listening area right now and those that are listening by the way of radio, Father God, that your Holy Spirit will just go out through the sound waves right now, even through the transmission of this radio, Father God, and you begin to touch hearts and lives, and then you will draw every heart and every life into your heart. The deep calls unto deep, that the deep things of your heart cries out to the deep things of their heart. And if there's a yearning and a desire that is within you right now. That it is, know this, that it is given by God within your heart to pull you, just like gravity would pull you down into the center of the earth. Gravity is pulling you into the very center of God's heart. Mm. And God says, just for you to seek me and you shall find me.
Yes, Lord.
Seek my face in this hour.
Yes.
Don't seek my hands of what I can do for you, but seek my face of what the relationship is that I'm calling you to. I want to love on you a while. Mm-hmm. I want to speak my mysteries to you. Hallelujah. Deep calls on the deep.
You,
come
Jesus.
To me, says the Lord.
Karen, I hear the Lord say right now, begin to quote Jeremiah 17 and verse number 14 three times a day. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Do that three times a day, mm-hmm. and the healing belongs to you.
Yes, and Lord, I just thank you for touching her now. I just felt when you said that, Tim, that faith just rose up big in her heart. So just receive it. It is yours. It is yours.
Holy Ghost.
And I know people out there say, well, there's got to be a lot of Karens out there. Well, every Karen listening can take it in
Amen.
Jesus' name. Because the word of God is for you. But there's one Karen that went to especially.
Yes.
Lay hold of it in Jesus' name.
Glory
praise
God.
God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise you, Jesus.
And we appreciate Brother David being with us on today's edition of Connected. And we want you to come back, sir, sometime soon and share more about your covenant relationship with the Lord, what God is doing in your ministry at this particular time point in your life, where your home church is at. We'll ask before today's broadcast is over if you could give the address if the folks would like for you to mm-hmm. come and speak at their church sometime.
And, of course, you do have a website at Tidal Wave Ministries. That is TidalWaveMin.com. That's one way they can find more about your ministry. How can you be reached? What's the best way to get in touch with your brother?
The best way is just to call our office phone number at 304-754-7960, and then we prayerfully consider coming to speak at your church or outdoor event, mm-hmm. crusade, revival,
hallelujah.
Whatever the open door is, that's where we walk through, and we would love to come.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. And Tim, it's been good. We'll be back,
yeah.
you and I.
Yeah, about 23 and a half hours from now.
There you go. And you have a Jesus-filled day, friends.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.